All right, let's go to Donna in California, and she's got a question about having healthy C-reactive protein levels. Are you there, Donna?
Yeah, hi, Dr. Bob Marshall.
How are you doing?
Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. How old a woman are you?
It's not for me. It's for my husband I was interested in.
Okay. Well, usually this is a complicated thing. How old is your husband?
He's 70.
Yep. And how much does he weigh?
Yeah. Did you need the history of his? He's had like quadruple bypass done.
Oh, yeah. See, that's a biggie. Yeah.
That was in 95, and then in 2007 and 2005, he had two stents put in.
Oh, yeah.
So,
how much did he weigh?
He's 185.
Okay. Well, here's the couple things you're up against, Donna. First of all, the American food is pathetic, and we've anachronized it appropriately. Standard American diet, sad. We just need a couple of adjectives, very, very sad. And pretty much we've seen that the food is missing so many key nutrients. And studies show that somewhere between 80 and 90% of America is mineral deficient in one or more minerals. And the food has become such an abomination. An example is to have the same vitamin A level of one peach in 1950, you'd have to eat 53 of today's peaches. Okay? And the reason I'm setting the stage for you is that the only consequence of such pathetic food has to be problems. It has to be. There is no choice. Okay?
Yeah.
So what is the single biggest transgression? Okay. The single biggest sin has got to be difficulty digesting the food. And see, all of these things that have happened to your husband, if the body had the nutrition it needed, and if he could digest his food, experts around the world think that, you know, it would be a long time before these same things would happen. Okay? So step one has got to be to get his digestion to track. So at the start of the meal, we want him to take some Quantum Digest, at least two, maybe even three of these. And what he would do, there's all plant-based enzymes for the pancreas, but there's also pepsin, which will set the stage to use HCL even better. Okay? So then end of the meal, we're going to have him take the HCL detox kit. Now, at his age and his weight, we're going to want him to take maybe seven HCL and maybe three Activator. And you may say, how come so much? Because this guy tends to clean up the mess, okay? And it's just a wonderful player in the body for cleaning everything. So that would be step one. Step two, I would say, because there's so many things going on for him, is to take him to a QRA practitioner. Where do you live in California?
Sacramento area.
Okay, well, we have people in Sacramento now, and they would be able to test him and figure out exactly what the best levels of things for him would be. Any of these things, like a stent, is an interference field. They'd be able to show you how to medibody pack these areas so that you could have the healthy energy flow again. So, you know, you're going to need a guide because he's getting down the road a bit. And there are a number of things I'm sure that the QRA person would recommend, like heart nano detox. But what would be the right amount? You know, it may be something like 6 teaspoons per day. But there may be other problems like a bad tooth, there may be something else going on, especially at his age, that would keep everything from working its best. So you'd be best off being tested. Okay, Donna?
Okay. So then just ask for like a test for that type of stuff?
A QRA practitioner, and then give them a call, and they can set up an appointment, test him, figure out exactly what he needs, and they can work through each of these, and you'll see you can peel these things like an onion.
Okay.
And you're going to be amazed at the level of health you can enjoy. Okay?
Okay.
Thanks for your call.
Okay.
And give me a buzz back after 6-8 weeks and let me know how that's coming, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye now.